Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings, the first one being from St. John, chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. And may I just pause here for a moment to say, I continue to wish you a Merry Christmas. This isn't just for one day. We've got at least a whole octave up until New Year's to celebrate what God has done for us, that he came in the flesh for you and for me. Oh, thank him, please. I know I said this to you yesterday. Thank him. Thank him again and again for what he has given us. The first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. Beloved, the way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. And yet I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you, for the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is still in the darkness. Where do you have relationships that have been affected by either you or the other party? Think about that. Please resolve it for the sake of Jesus. God wants you to be like him, to ask forgiveness for your sin, and to grant it abundantly to others. Please. Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. That doesn't mean necessarily physical blindness, but the light of seeing your brothers and sisters as that, brothers and sisters in Christ. The more you speak against people, the more you attack other people, the more you speak negatively of people, less and less do you become God's disciple, his son or his daughter. If you find yourself gossiping, just stop. Even if it's in mid-sentence, and just say, I shouldn't be doing that. Worse, if you're lying about somebody, for heaven's sakes, stop right away. Even in mid-sentence, just stop. Say, Lord, forgive me. And admit it. Please, brothers and sisters, you want to be more and more his disciple, his son, his daughter. And this is one of the big ways in which we can do that more and more. Yes, we're finite. Yes, we're fallible. God knows that. But there are certain things that by our willpower that's been given to us from God, we can choose the right. Think about that. Psalm 96 says, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. The Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty go before him. Praise and grandeur are in his sanctuary. Oh, brothers and sisters, yes, let us be glad and rejoice, but not just for a day of Christmas or New Year's. Let's turn over a new leaf this Christmas to consider our speech before we speak. Please, let us love one another. Let us speak well of one another. If something is seriously wrong and you know you need to report it, yes, by all means, go ahead. But don't pass on rumors to your neighbor, to your friends. Let's take a look at that area in our lives, even in this wonderful Christmas season, that our life may be more and more in Christ. That's where we want to be. And the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 35. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. What an awesome gift! He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother, Joseph and Mary, were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This is one of those moments when I'm almost at a loss for words. Parents didn't know exactly what it meant. They didn't know what it was going to mean for their child, but they loved him. And he said, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many. He's to be a sign that will be contradicted. In other words, he will have enemies, and you yourself a sword will pierce, because you will experience what's going on with your child, as a child and as an adult. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ lived in this world with all that this world has to offer and doesn't have to offer. He lived here. He was here. He lived like you and me. Many of us don't have much, and certainly this pandemic has caused a great deal of poverty and need. Let's bring all of our needs to the Lord. Not what we want, not just what we like, but what we need. Let us bring those things to the Lord. And ask the Lord, please will you help me? You might just get an idea to go to some store, and lo and behold, it's what you need and it's at a price that you can afford. You never know how he's going to work. You don't. But trust him. Pray to him. Ask him, whatever you ask of me, Lord, I will give you. Please, Lord, I want to glorify you while I am in this world. And I want to be with you in all eternity. That's what God wants of us, each and every one of us. That's what he desires, is that we want to come home to him. That we want to receive more and more all the graces of our baptism, our first communion, our confession. God wants to give us more and more. You know, it's really true that as we decrease, as we don't see ourselves as the most important person there is, that we see Christ in the flesh, who came in the flesh for us. Yes, he is God, but he came as man. He was like us in all things but sin. He loved us, and he asks us to follow him more closely. What's the one thing in your life? I keep saying this, but I mean it. What's the one thing in your life that needs to change? And you kind of throw your head back and say, oh, there are probably 20 or 25. Take one. Take one. And ask the Lord, perhaps that you want to give him this as your Christmas gift or as your New Year's gift, to give it to the Lord. Something that you know isn't right in you, that's something that needs to change. Offer it to the Lord, and then every day ask for his grace, one day at a time, to follow him. And he will give it to you. He will give it to you. If you really mean it, it's not just saying the words, but it's giving God what belongs to him. Please, please open your heart. Sometimes we're so much in a hurry, we don't have time, so to speak, to do what is most important. Please come to him. And as I close this program, I just want to say thank you to so many people who have made donations to Renewal Ministries for our radio programs, especially for Food for the Journey. I am so grateful for what you've given. I thank you. We've come from Michigan, Ohio, California, Florida, New Jersey, in every way, brothers and sisters. I am so grateful, and I will pray for you and all those people in a special way in Nebraska who air this program. I am so grateful to all of you. Please, anything you can give will continue to be very gratefully received. It's not just tossed aside. It's God. It's God inspiring you. It's God caring for us. And may the word I speak help you in every way. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.